with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're so glad you took a minute to tune in with the Grilling Guys, Barbecue Bob and I. This is, I won't speak for Bob, but my absolute favorite time of the year. We got college football and tailgating going on. We Barbecue Bob and I've done a couple big ones of those. And we also have the deer season. We're right in the middle of the bow season, and both Bob and I are pretty avid hunters. And we're going to talk a little bit of venison right now, because if you're skilled enough or lucky enough to knock one down, you might need to grill some of it up. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. What you thinking, Bob?
Exactly what he said.
Exactly. I took all the words right out of his mouth. That's yeah. Not true. You can't do that.
Ideas for venison at deer camp. Well, I think sometimes we get to this time of year, like you get through the summer. Now, I have an old school freezer, so mine I have to defrost. And it's stocked with so much food that sometimes it doesn't shut so well, like when my kids go in it or somebody just goes in and out quick and they don't really shut it really well, or there's one little piece and then it'll develop a bunch of ice on it and you got to pull everything out, throw it in a cooler and thaw the thing out. Right. Well, I did that last week and I found two packages of venison steak.
Well, that's the bonus
one
when
package,
yeah. When you do that is you find stuff that's in the back in the corner buried down, and you're like,
I hope this freezer never gives up. My father-in-law gave it to me 20 years ago, and he had had it for 30 years, so I'm saying it's like 50 years old. It runs like a champ. I mean, it's incredible. I'm sure it's not real efficient, but I don't care because it's not one of those defrosting ones. Those ruin your food. Those give you freezer burn. This thing, you can throw a piece of meat in there for 2 years and it ain't going to know the difference.
Right.
It will not look different. But you get one of those defrosting ones, you get freezer burn on them.
Right. They heat and cool, and defrost themselves off. And that is just enough, and you get a little funk on the surface.
That's right.
Of some of your stuff.
So I found some steaks and a pack of venison burger. So what better thing to bring up to deer camp than a little bit of venison from last year's deer?
Right.
That poor thing that I chased for 2 miles.
Yeah. So what are you going to do with it once you get up there with it? Okay,
well,
you got steaks and burger. I'll take the burger. You take the steaks.
Yeah.
Okay.
The steaks, I'm probably going to chop them up, and make some chili, just throw them in the Dutch oven and make some chili. Hey, look, I made it. This is segment three. I made it three segments.
Yeah, but not more than one show without talking about the Dutch oven, but maybe three segments.
Dutch oven.
Count your blessings, right?
So, yeah, I'm probably going to take those steaks, and because they look like round steaks,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to be a little tough, so I'm going to want to cook them down. And I love chili. Just love it. I was at Garrett's Appliance the other day picking up the front for my refrigerator. I got a beautiful Gen Air from those people, a big built-in cabinet. You saw it. Cabinet depth. This is the biggest refrigerator I've ever owned. And so I'm back there, and Brad, their builder salesman, he's been on the show. He's the guy that makes the salmon dip and all this stuff. He's a real foodie. He goes, hey, I brought chili in. Nobody will eat it because it's venison. I go, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was good. He makes a real sweet chili, mm-hmm. with a little kicker to it. But it's, you know, neutralizes all that acid with sugar. And it was good. I said, I'll just take a little bowl. I had a late breakfast. And I got done with a little bowl. And I'm like, I could really eat another little bowl of this. But
right.
The point is, freezer meat is great for things like that. Chili, mm-hmm. stew. I mean, I don't care if it's 2 years old. If it's not freezer burnt, it's good. What if it is freezer burnt?
Well, the freezer burn just creates a different texture on the meat, dries it out.
It changes
a little
the flavor,
bit.
Too,
and that's where I was going to go, is it changes the flavor enough that I take it off and throw it away and use the stuff that isn't burned underneath.
That's exactly my point, is you let that thing unwrap it and let it thaw for about an hour or two until that outer layer starts to thaw and the inside's still frozen. and just take a really nice sharp knife blade and run it along there, and you'll cut all that funky stuff off. It's like moss.
Right.
it's like tan, you know, it's a weird color.
Yeah.
You just cut all that off, and you have beautiful meat texture right under it. So
right.
That meat is absolutely fine.
Yep.
I have people say, oh, yeah, you can't leave it in the freezer more than a year. It'll be...
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody's got their opinions, right? But what I would do with the burger, chili would be another good option. But I like venison meatballs, but I mix them with a little bit of pork sausage because the venison is very dry, right? It's lean. And anytime that you are going to grill a piece of venison or ground venison, like in the form of a burger, it's going to dry out pretty quickly. So you want to mix it in with a little bit of pork fat, and if you can put maybe a nice seasoned sausage, breakfast sausage with it, or a uncased kielbasa or brat,
I got an idea. Since it's a meatball,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you get some bulk and go to your favorite butcher, whoever makes really good sausage,
yep.
And get some bulk Italian sausage.
Okay.
Mix that with it because meatballs in particular, I don't know, from ethnic stuff, meatballs to me are Italian. I think they own that category.
Okay.
Right? Mexicans own burritos.
Right.
Italians own meatballs. Let them have it.
Sure.
Put some Italian sausage in there. And it does blend really well with venison because most sausages are a little bit on the too fatty side. So, and with a beautiful, they've got thyme and rosemary and a bunch of girls locked up in that sausage. So just release them. It's like basil, thyme, rosemary, maybe fennel. There's a few different things in there that just make a beautiful blend and a good, oh, man. And so if you've got some freezer meat, great use for it.
So cook them up and then even if you're lazy and you're at camp and you don't have a big kitchen to work in, is either some canned marinara that you might have done from your garden
easy
this fall.
Easy peasy.
And then just put that in. I'll say it. Put it in the Dutch oven with the meatballs already cooked and let it come to temperature while you're out on your evening hunt.
Add water to it.
Right. And then when you come back in, it's ready to go. Even a really good piece of like French bread. If you just make a meatball sandwich with that marinara.
I'm so hungry right
and
now.
And then sprinkle a little bit of mozzarella.
You better bring some aged provolone if
right.
you're going to do
yep.
that.
Yep, either one of those. It's just fabulous. But a little meatball sub hot with that fresh marinara on there. Oh, man, it's
That's
great.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and it's easy to do. It's a 3-ingredient deal.
So instead of making meatballs, maybe what you ought to be making is some nice elongated
meat
like
logs.
Hot dog looking stuff.
Yeah.
Go right on the grill. Why not?
Right. You could do that. A meat log.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just something about the ball.
That's
you get to roll it in your hand and put it in there and roll it around on a grill a little bit.
Yeah.
Those work really good in a smoker. Not a lot of guys will bring a smoker to deer camp. We do.
No, the fire is your smoker.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
So freezer burn we dealt with. Ideas for last year's meat. I'll tell you another great thing to use it for is stew. Stew's an easy one because that's where you can, again, you can literally, if you want to, you can get a package of soup mix or whatever. You can throw your frozen piece of meat in there, pour some water, or beef broth, or snow, whatever you've got at camp, in that pot, and just let it simmer for 2 or 3 hours. And throw your potatoes and carrots in there just in the last half hour, and voila.
Yeah.
It'll be beautiful.
Good stuff. Easy one-dish meals that are ready regardless of when you come back
yep.
kind of thing.
Is yep. there- now, what I like to do and what I did just the other day is I went to this great little pasty shop. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called Vicky's.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up some pasties.
You can, gravy.
You can also throw those pasties in foil, which you love, or your cast iron appliance if you have it. Put them on your tripod and foil, whatever you want. That's another really nice, easy meal that you can throw in there and keep it close to the fire. And while you go out and hunt, and then when you come back at 6 o'clock or 6:30, whatever time it gets dark in your area, you're done, man.
Yeah, it's ready to go.
Make sure you bring some ketchup with you. I like to have bread and butter pickles with it myself.
Well, there's a lot of good things. Hey, coming up next, we got a guy that knows a little bit about deer hunting. It's a gentleman by the name of Babe Winkleman. And Babe's going to talk rut and patterns and why deer do what they do as they do it. So stick with the grilling, guys. We'll be back.
to my backroom song. Who